Baba Hydra, you're the son of Deda Hydra, who was killed under the rule of Yahya Jammeh. You're also the co-publisher of The Point Daily. Your father was the editor and co-founder of this newspaper. You're also the board member of the Gambian Center for Victims of Human Rights Violation. How do you react to the release of the three junglers?
You can't imagine how hard it is, not only for the Hydra family, but a lot of other families that lost their loved ones. That's why we tried to dissuade the Attorney General not to release them by really telling him that it might be something that will hurt a lot of families, knowing the atrocities that their loved ones went through during the 22 years of Yahya Jammeh's dictator rule.
Justice Minister Abubakar Tambadu said that his decision to release the three men, Malik Jatta, Omar Jallow and Amadou Badji, was to encourage other alleged human rights violators to testify.
I don't understand why we, the victims, were not consulted. In my opinion, we have a say in this, and the families are now really, really angry about this decision. Not only that, but the Gambian as a whole, we don't really need mass murderers in our streets. That's why it's more than the victims now. It's just to seek justice. So that's why we're appealing to the government to really rethink this whole decision that they took.
Does the Justice Minister really have to consult with victims to decide whether he wants to release prisoners who have been in custody for 2 years already?
It is his fault if he was the one who incarcerated them in the first place. He should have known that this day will come. And since the start, there should have been a mechanism that they can use, like the special court they did in a lot of countries where there were transitional justice. Also do consultations with specialists with transitional justice to see how we can work around this. But it's just wrong to tell these mass murderers who confess to more than 40 to 50 killings out in the streets in the Gambia. It's just a slap in the face to the victims.
Tambadu says that releasing the assassins, who are also known as junglers, was to encourage other alleged human rights violators to testify. Do you really think that it will encourage other assassins to testify?
After he had his press conference, the same day, a couple of hours later, there was this jungler who was having his testimonies. The guy was telling lies since the first minute he started speaking to the commission. And even the chairman of the commission was really baffled by this guy. In the end, he told him that, yeah, the only thing we could hear today is, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know, you know? And the attorney general saying that this will encourage truth-telling, I wonder which truth-telling.
Now, NGOs fear that the junglers might now be allowed to leave the country and in a certain way escape justice. Do you agree with that?
Of course, there's a big risk that they can flee. That's why yesterday I was also appealing to the Senegalese government to really advise them not to let them free, because the first country they will go to is Senegal, knowing that we have borders in all sides. So having murderers in your territory is the last thing any country needs. So it's very serious what they're doing. They're releasing mass murderers to the streets, and that is so wrong.
When do you say they, you mean?
The Attorney General and this commission. Because this decision, we heard it first from the Attorney General in an interview, and secondly, we heard it from the lead counsel of the commission.
So both the Attorney General and the Truth and Reconciliation Commission are wrong?
Yeah, they are both wrong in this decision.
Baba Hydra, thank you.
Thank you very much.